It's hour number four of this week's Blues Before Sunrise.
If I had a
Albert King and a pair there from 1968. Let's see, the package is a thing called Years Gone By on the Stax label. Killing Floor from 1968. And then If the Washing Don't Get You, the Rinsing Sure Will. Before that, we had a couple by Sandy Nelson. First, Chickaboom, and then a thing called Alexis from October 1962. I think that was on the Imperial label called compelling percussion than Sandy Nelson was a teenage drumming phenomenon that sold a lot of records. At least he sold them to me. And we managed to include one every now and then. It's Blues Before Sunrise, Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. We're down in the alley. And to prove it, here's Elmore.
This is MR 5016, Lost Woman Blues, take 2. We'll be right back.
what you do. I can't stop worrying, 'cause I'm still in love with you. You're born and left me in a cry. Call your name. Wanna be a regular, I mean a regular man. I can't stop worrying. I can't stop worrying. I can't stop worrying, 'cause you're driving me insane.
Tell me every day brings by the chain.
say, crying shame.
Little Walter and the Classic, Last Night, from October 1954. Before that, Can't Stop Loving You, from July 1955. Little Walter on the harmonica and the vocal. And we listened to Elmore James with a couple of sides he recorded for the Bahari Brothers in 1952. First, Lost Woman Blues, and then I Held My Baby Last Night, from November of 1952. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. Up next, let's go to Japan. It's November 1974. Robert Jr. Lockwood is there to perform with the Aces accompanying.
To my sweet home, Chicago.
Thank you.
every Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's waste, and Thursday's all so sad. Saturday I go out to play. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, and I kneel down and pray.
I feel all right again.
called on the phone. This time she wasn't home. The operator didn't say that I had dialed my number wrong. Hey, hey, I feel all right again. Hey, hey, I'm still another man. You know that I finally got that feeling. I feel all right again. Now if everything goes nice, I'll ask her to be my wife and prove to her how happy we can be the rest of our life.
Yeah, Robert Jr. Lockwood and the Aces appearing live in Japan in Tokyo in November 1974. And the Aces had actually reformed. They were first behind Junior Wells, and then they went with Little Walter and made many of his classic recordings. But blues had sort of been eclipsed as a commercially viable music. And so the Aces sort of went their own separate way. Louis Myers learned to squeeze strings, and Fred Bilo always was in demand. I don't know what Dave did. He'd switched over to bass, but they reformed, I think, and if I'm not mistaken, just as the blues revival began to take off, and they would appear as the Aces, and they were also available to back other people, like they did here with Robert Jr. Lockwood. We listened to first Sweet Home Chicago, then Stormy Monday, and then Feel All Right. And if they are available on CD, Blues Live, the complete edition, 3 CDs worth of Robert Jr. Lockwood and the Aces. Louis Myers is featured on harmonica, and I believe Sleepy John Estes and Hammy Nixon went over with them on that trip, and there's some sides by the two of them as well. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. Well, it's back to records, and here's Tampa Red.
Right from the liquor still. She sells a whiskey, beer, wine, and gin. She makes more money than 1,000 men. She's a cool operator. She's a cool operator. She's a cool operator. Know what it's all about. Women talk about her, call her out of her name, but the men are crazy about her, and she makes it just the same. She's willing and able, and really she ain't ashamed. She got the answer to each and everything. She's a cool operator. Cool operator. Cool operator. Know what it's all about. Thank you. She built for speed. She got everything a real little daddy needs. She's so good looking, love so fine. What I like about her, she really takes her time. Cause she's a cool operator. She's a cool operator. Cool operating woman, know what it's all about. Now she's a cool operator. Cool, cool operator. Cool operator. And really there ain't no doubt. She's a real hip chick and she knows what it's all about.
And fight all the time. Tell me
yeah,
about
man.
It.
But you know, I told her big head stuff. And you know what I told her?
What'd you tell her?
I told my baby time after time I wouldn't let her jive me. Ain't no need of trying, cause I won't let her do it.
I don't blame you, Tampa. I wouldn't let her do it either.
I won't let her do it. That woman do it. Ain't no need for her to try. You know what, Johnny?
What is that, Talma?
She been trying to sell my poodle, my monkey, and my cat.
No, she haven't.
But I'd be a fool, you know, to let her get away with that. And I won't let her do it.
Oh, I don't blame you. I wouldn't let her get away with it, Tampa. You better
no,
hold on
I
to
just
it.
Won't let her do it. I won't let the woman do it. Ain't no need for her to try. You know what, Johnny? If I catch her again, where I caught her at last.
What's going to happen?
Off goes the head and a slug of her. She's mighty fast, but I won't let her do it.
She's a fast mother for you.
Well, I won't let her do it. I just won't let the woman do it. Ain't no need for her to try.
Oh, I see what you mean now, Tampa. Say it, Tampa.
Yeah, man.
Suppose you would catch that woman.
Uh-huh.
Out there where you caught out again.
Yeah.
And made her passed out and missed her.
Uh-huh.
Just what you think would happen then?
Well, I just wouldn't let her do it. I'd be a running mother for you, don't you know? I wouldn't let her do it. I wouldn't let the woman do it. And there wouldn't be no need for her to try.
You can chill her. on, show me what you can do at your home, man.
This is the way we do it down in my home, man. So listen here.
A set of signs that feature that Lester Melrose sound. Lester Melrose was the guy who was the A&R man, the producer for all the guys that worked on Bluebird, and that was Sonny Boy Number One in Tampa, and Big Maceo, and Jazz Gillum, and Big Bill, and a number of others, Tommy McLennan, I believe. And we listened to Two by Tampa Red, both of them from July 1951. She's a cool operator, and I wouldn't let her do it. Tampa Red there on guitar and vocal. By this time, Big Maceo had had a stroke and no longer played piano, or he played one-handed piano. And so Johnny Jones was in the band, and you heard him talking to Tampa. Ransom Nolan bass, Judge Riley on the drums. Two by Tampa Red. Then we had a side by Maceo before he had the stroke. Texas Stomp from July of 1945. Tampa Red guitar, Tyrell Dixon on the drums. And Dr. Clayton there from August of 1946. Ain't Gonna Drink No More, as you and liquor take advantage of him. Blind John Davis, piano. Willie Lacy, guitar. Ransom Nolan on the bass. It's Blues Before Sunrise. We've got time for a couple more. Here's Eddie King from Chicago.
know it, woman. I'm gonna keep a close eye on you. No, you don't know it, woman, but I'm gonna keep a close eye on you. Oh, hell yeah. You're the London man gonna top your mama. And one more dress will do, yeah.
From 1987 on the Black Magic label out of the Netherlands, it's Chicago's own Eddie King covering the Laundromat Blues, packages The Blues Has Got Me, Eddie King, and his sister, Maybe May. Laundromat Blues by Eddie King. We've got time for just a little bit of this one. It turns out to be Jerry McCain. It'll take us up to station ID, and then we'll see you in hour number five.
Door, she kissed and held.